This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Pentagon announced Monday members of the U.S. military will be required to have the COVID-19 vaccine beginning September 15th under a plan endorsed by U.S. President Joe Biden. That deadline could be pushed up if the vaccine receives final approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration or if infection rates continue to rise. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he will seek the president's approval to make the vaccines mandatory no later than mid-September or immediately upon FDA approval, whichever comes first. Austin's decision comes a little more than a week after Biden told defense officials to develop a plan requiring troops to get shots as part of a broader campaign to increase vaccinations in the federal workforce. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned on Monday against travel to Israel, France, Thailand, Iceland, and several other countries because of a rising number of COVID-19 cases in those nations. The CDC has been adding to its highest level 4 COVID-19 level as cases spread around the globe. The United States added Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza, along with other places, including Aruba and French Polynesia. The U.S. State Department also issued its parallel level 4 do not travel advisories for Iceland and France on Monday. In July, the CDC had raised concerns about Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza, lifting its travel health notice by 2 levels to level 3. The CDC also hiked alert levels to level 3 for Austria, Croatia, El Salvador, Azerbaijan, Guam, Kenya, and Jamaica. The CDC says unvaccinated travelers should avoid non-essential travel to those countries. This is VOA.